Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Dungeon Crawler Classic, Episode X.
Yep, because we don't know.
Yep, don't know. But it's a good time, that's for sure.
And it's extreme!
The party is delving deep beneath...
Party?
Yes, the party.
Well, three of them.
We're a party tree!
Delving deep into a coma,
yes,
dying.
You're deep into a coma. The rest of them are deep into an ancient dwarven mine that they decided to enter for poor reasons, to be honest. But, you know, they're there now, and they're going to make the best of it.
Okay.
So...
It's a party train. We're going to hell. Hell train.
Father Loblaw is incapacitated.
He is. He has, what, 3 days?
Incapacitated? At least.
Yeah.
And he's gravely injured.
And he's cursed by his god.
Yeah. Yeah. That as well.
No, I wasn't...
And we're stuck on an island.
I don't think I was cursed. I used, like, divine...
With the others.
...energy to do something, and then I got a lot of... I got plus 10 or something like that, and then I missed.
Yep, then you missed.
So
and
now I have to
your
kill
god
a snake.
Angry.
You have to kill a snake.
You made your god mad.
Yeah, it was tough to kill a snake.
That was separate.
Sleeping
that
in
That was
back.
A different time I made my god angry, and then I pleased him, and he surrounded me with bees and shit. It was cool.
Well, yeah, you had the one time you had to sing for an hour.
Honeybees?
That was a different one.
Yeah, but then you had another time where you just pissed it off, and now you gotta kill a snake.
Well, you gotta do something,
or else you're gonna die.
Well, who's gonna get incapacitated this time is the real question. So you guys ended on the mine cart that was diving deep beneath the surface.
Donkey Kong.
Yes.
You finally find yourself feeling it slow and eventually coming to a stop.
Is Indiana Jones on the front of it burning the leather off of his shoes?
He's trying to.
Your armor class should be different, right? Because 15, I thought was what it was at before.
It no,
felt
he
switched
traded
their
the
armor.
Armor.
That's what I'm talking about. 15 is what he had before.
Oh,
and they traded armor.
They should have, yeah.
Okay, what was
Why
the armor
did
before?
Change back? It no, should have been 20.
He never changed it.
Oh, no, he never he changed it either.
That's what I was saying.
So what should my be? 20.
Okay. If he's using a shield.
I thought
huh?
I...
No. It's the plate mail.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
That's 8.
He's not using a shield.
So
he has 20.
Was he wrong?
What did
I do? I don't know.
What weapon were you using?
Not weapon, it was... Well, he was using a flail.
Yeah, weapon is a fire flail.
Did you have a shield?
I do not have a shield. I had black iron plate armor, which went down... No, it didn't go down. I'm at 1 hit point right now.
Yes. 20's fine.
Okay. Well, I knew I had 10, and he had 10, and then he had 15, and then he had 20.
Mm-hmm. 20's
no,
fine.
Why did you have 15? I can't remember.
I have 15.
I had a lot of health.
You have a lot of health.
Yes.
So, you guys, it slows, it comes to a stop, and you find yourself under a graceful arch ceiling, nearly 60 feet overhead.
Are there naked people?
Only dwarves could have built this mighty chamber before you. The chamber is dominated by a ponderous stone staircase that wraps around the east wall, climbing to an exposed balcony far above. The staircase is lit with several flaming oil braziers, each carved to resemble the maw of a hissing dragon. The smoky light casts furtive shadows on the rocky walls and steps. You notice, at the base of one of the steps, a metal dwarven figure, or statue.
Yeah.
Is that
you? You guys are entering in from this way.
Move your character. B-Man's gonna look up here.
If it's...
Be yourself. Don't we also have, like, Gwen or somebody with us?
Yeah, we do. And, the guide went back to warn the villagers where we were.
I think we kept Gwen, and there were two other people with us, and they both left. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Does that sound right? We had three with us, I thought.
We did have three.
A guide, someone, and Gwen. And I think Gwen came with us and we left two of them either outside or they left.
The guide went back because they knew the way and we didn't need to go anywhere in the wilderness. I think the one stayed outside the door and then Gwen came with us. Or something like that.
Moon Glum goes... smells lovely.
I think sulfur and...
Like home.
Weeping
and gnashing. If I had my bee go over here, can he see anything?
He sees what I described.
Okay.
He can climb up onto the balcony, fly up, and see what's on the open balcony.
Okay.
He sees three sleeping mats with three creatures sleeping on them.
Oh, this is... Is this up?
Do they look like people?
Oh,
do they look like up?
Do they look like dwarves, people?
So he's up here?
Can't drop here?
I just hear you.
Or do I just see figures inside of sleeping mats?
Just figures. Humanoid figures.
Okay. You can't see their heads? No, they're inside of the mats. Sleeping. Just like,
me.
Like Rick. Yeah. They sleep like Rick.
With a blanket over his head?
Yeah.
Shane does that too.
No, he doesn't.
So we can just keep walking in?
Absolutely. This is a door, and these are stairs that go up.
Alright, can I keep my bee up here, like, watching them?
Sure.
So that he just
like, on doors.
Yep.
Put up on a wall.
On the wall.
Just
looking down.
Just watch him. Mm-hmm. That way you can see if they feed to
it. I'm trying to balance him on his side feet.
So that way we can see if they start stirring or something, if they hear noises or whatever.
Okay.
Alright. I don't know who's in front.
So we can decide if we want to go to the door. Are we sneaking? Are we trying to be quiet, or are we going to try and rush in?
I'll just let you know there's some people up there. Okay. We want to try to kill them. We want to just, hey guys, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad. They could have answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to see my bee into the blankets. Make them start stirring.
Are we going to ignore this door for right now?
I'm behind you guys, so I don't know.
It is a stone door.
Can we check the door for traps or anything like that first?
Yes, you can.
I'm waiting for Calvin.
It'd be best for Calvin to do it.
Yeah, I'll try to sneak up.
Don't be moving me. I'll wait for Calvin to move, and then I'll move me. You move you.
Roll detect traps.
You're going to put me on a trap. You're just like, Aaron moves here. I just fall in a hole and die. Damn it, Shane.
You're silly, Aaron.
Detect.
Fine trap. Okay. 16.
17. 17. Yes, you do indeed detect a trap.
Where is it? And
well, it looks like you would normally have to push the stone door in. That's
okay.
Kind of how it would work.
But I want to pull on it, don't I?
Well, there's like a trap door underneath.
Oh, so we push it in then. Okay, so can we get to the side? Just push it like that.
It's heavy.
It's a stone
door. You have to, like, heft.
How big is the pitfall? The trapdoor.
It's right here.
Okay.
So it'll be fruitless if we both.
It's like
if
one just person, under it, right?
Okay.
If one person got the side, it went like that. Can we open it?
You could try. It would require a hefty strength check.
Does
anyone have a spear?
We have spear hafts we can push on the door with.
It will make noise.
Yeah. Let's wait on that then.
I'm saying no one's moving this door right now.
The stone scraping will make a noise.
I don't think anyone coming.
Stop moving people, Shane.
Yeah. You move you. Who's you? You?
Yes. That,
you move
you. Shane, you? You?
Have you seen how to put in terms
of no move!
Yes,
you!
You! Japanese!
Alright,
you can come into play at any time.
Can I do more perception? To
at the door or?
Just around the area.
You need to be specific.
Down the hallway this way.
The stairs?
Yes.
Okay.
Like that thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
What?
Intelligence.
16.
Very good. It looks like it's not just a suit of armor. It's clearly solid in its mass. Ooh. And it looks incredibly lifelike. Like a dwarf, as if he was bathed and sealed in metal.
Okay. So does he look like a carving, or does he look like he was actually...
Looks like a dwarf that was bathed and sealed in metal.
How closely are you looking at it?
I mean, I'm 10 feet away.
Can you check for traps?
Ish.
Are you looking
for traps?
Are you looking right at its eyes?
Check for traps.
Yep.
Stop asking me these questions. Eric, stop.
Closer. To check for traps, you gotta move closer.
Like a 10.
You start gently feeling the metal.
Crotch tracing area. Fingers
the,
around
the crotch area.
Huh.
You notice
like a Ken doll.
It has a shield and a hammer. The hammer has heft. It's clearly not just for decoration.
Okay.
You see that it seems to have points of articulation, like it could move.
Like the armor could move? Could I take the armor off of it?
You look at it and you think that it is attached to something.
Could there be a magic check on it or anything? Would that help?
You think there might be some sort of mechanisms inside.
Okay. So like trap mechanisms or like articulation mechanisms to like hold it in place for like... I was like,
you hear a soft magic. Breathing sound.
Shit. Detect magic. You mean detect magic on it? Try breathing poison on you. I want that axe. No, shit.
He is convinced it is completely mundane.
There's nothing.
This thing is safe. And he tells you so.
I think it's safe and I think it's a statue, Calvin. I think it's just there to look like it's a statue.
Okay.
Actually, I would, if I were you, I'd try to take its hammer probably, because that might be useful later on.
I don't need its hammer. I'm going to check for... Is there like a backup weapon, like a dagger or
what
something?
No, I'm just...
Oh. No, it has the shield,
and
which
the hammer.
Appears to be like spiked.
Ooh.
And a hammer. The hammer is raised.
Okay.
And the shield is, you know,
in
like
a defensive...
This.
Well, I don't need anything off of it. I can't wear heavy armor. I don't need a heavy weapon. I don't need a spike shield. I'll let somebody else know about it.
I'm like, can we move him up, stuff? I guess?
You can ask him.
Move on, move up, yes.
Yes.
Gwen, move up, yes. Move up here, somewhere, with us. What do you think of the statue, guys?
Hey, there's...
Stand her there.
There are sleeping orcs up there.
How you know?
We kill them while they sleep. I know the smell of an orc.
There's orcs up
almost
there.
As bad as the smell of a wizard.
I don't know any of them.
You fuck.
Gwen, come up here.
I guess.
So the orcs are probably bad. Are orcs usually good?
Not usually good.
Orcs are bad.
Orcs are...
I've never encountered one.
Let's slip their throats when...
But you've heard stories.
Like Zelda.
Okay. Terrible stories of raping and pillaging.
Like Vikings.
Why is that always terrible? What? Pillaging. Because it's always bad.
It depends which way you are.
Are we going to walk by the statue yet? Sting?
I am going to give it a wide berth.
You going to berth it?
Boop.
Yeah.
There's a room in there as well.
Check
under the
for
stairs.
Traps.
Okay.
A 17.
Ah, you barely notice some very faint sigils in... sketched in the threshold.
Are they magical?
Sigils?
Can you look at them?
How about you look at them?
Here, I'll come look at them.
Okay.
You take it.
Stand
yeah.
There. No, don't move me back! You fuck! Move you! Don't move me! You! Thank you!
Nice. 20. You are not only able to determine that the sigils...
But there's only magic this way. Not behind me at all.
So the sigils would basically open a portal dimension that if you stepped into, you could never from whence return.
Huh.
How about
you
didn't walk through?
You're able to deactivate.
Oh, I did
with
that?
The natural 20.
Okay, good. Cool.
Thank you.
Then, like, it seems okay. You just walk in.
Take a piece of chalk and just...
Where'd
just
he go?
Sketch through
where
it.
How would that take us?
Exactly.
And the question, though,
this
is
like the third rabbit trail. I can't remember what
the,
we're doing.
The question is, like, do we go, if we go into it, would it take us to a place different every time? Or is it always the same place, but we just can't get back?
You can trace the ruins and try to study them during some extended rests.
Try to do that.
Hear a small metal creaking right after you've placed your very powerful spell.
I'm gonna trace these things.
You turn.
I don't hear shit.
And the suit of armor.
No, I'm tracing.
Is
he turns.
Slowly turning towards the wizard.
Okay. Hey, guys! Guys!
And then you sting me like, I'm just sitting there tracing.
The eyes,
hang on, Sting!
The eyes of the helm, this slow. You can't really tell, but because it's dark, you can see just a tiny bit of light coming from them. He seems
shit,
to have
it's
responded.
Alphonse.
He seems to have responded to the presence of magic.
It's Alphonse! Guys!
Alright,
almost
guys!
What? Carlton?
Alphonse! Turn around!
Turn around!
I grab your shoulders and I turn you around. So
whoa!
You see.
Dude, that thing looks magical.
You fuck! You think?
What are we gonna do?
You all get 2 XP for him disarming that magical trap.
Yay! Now what happened is, I don't know how I should really play. Should I play it like as a character? Should I play it as myself?
Hi.
You
should sit this one out.
I'm gonna wave at the statue.
You fucked up.
I'm gonna wave at it.
I'm gonna teabag.
I'm addressing only the wizard at this point.
So play it as a character. Think of whatever your goal is and work towards that.
Yes. So,
Android 17.
It's almost as if I don't even 16. Notice the others. I'm just noticing the wizard. All right.
Can I wave?
You can wave, and I just slowly raise my hand and wave a little too.
It's like a man. All right.
You should give him more magic.
I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna step up slightly, slowly. Can I do another magic check on him?
Sure.
Now that I have hey, I think there's actually magic here.
Yes.
Fuck.
6. Plus 1, 10, probably 16. 7.
There's probably some,
it's probably
wires somewhere. Someone's puppeting it. You're sure?
There's probably still no magic here. This is very weird. I think there's one inside.
What if I try? Greetings!
I'm gonna stare at him.
Perhaps you would be a wizard?
Yeah.
I am the guardian of this.
Oh, orcs. You
orcs.
Hear some stirring.
There's orcs. I'm gonna look at my bee vision.
He notices them getting up.
I have been staring at these orcs for quite some time.
Go upstairs. Go get them.
Would you allow me to kill them for you?
How can you see the orcs?
Go ahead.
Go.
The dwarven magicians of old would allow me to protect this hall, but they have been gone for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Once I saw your spell, I knew
they're starting to get their shields.
You could release me.
They're coming,
master.
Follow me. Let's go this way.
I haven't walked for a long time.
As soon as you step here, you got a reflex save.
Damn it, Calvin.
You should watch your steps.
Plus 1.
Warn him just at the last minute.
All right, you take some damage.
On the left side.
What the hell is right there?
You take 1 point of damage in the stairs.
And you're poisoned.
You noticed what at first looked like some sort of grate. It's actually circular holes and spikes.
Ah!
Came up.
Needles!
This is after you got hit?
Yeah.
Wait, look out! I wouldn't be slow.
Yeah. Well, your agility is a negative 3.
Negative 3, yes. So this is a...
I have 13 max HP for me, plus extra that I get from my beat.
That's true. So you took 1 point of damage.
I'm down to 17.
You're going to ask me at all, though.
Let's roll initiative.
Okay. You fuck.
Go.
Come on. Oops. Got a 15.
He's done. Look out!
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to play this character like Android 16, focused on Goku.
Sorry, what?
I got 3.
Okay.
Unless you want to count that one.
Nope. Okay. Initiative!
Roll for 18. Initiative!
Which one?
Yes,
that one.
It's always that one, unless it's like 5 different.
You have initiative too. It's a negative 3.
What?
He has agility of 3.
Oh, wait. Do I get a plus 1 on my initiative?
I don't know.
I had a 6. I guess I
plus.
I need to roll?
Yep.
We even got 6.
We even got an 8.
Fuck.
14-4. 14-4? It was 14 and then it went...
4 minus 3 is 1.
Yeah. You're probably last.
Alright.
I haven't moved for a very long time.
Okay. So
I could use some, oil or something.
You're probably getting bed sores and shit.
So you're just allowing this guy to fall.
Sting, you're first. You need to roll intelligence, or the wizard needs to tell you that the orcs are stirring.
Okay.
Orcs are coming!
Orcs!
They're awake!
Yeah, I know, they're coming!
You can keep talking.
I guess roll intelligence.
For what?
Did you...
I just said it!
Okay, but you're behind me in order, right? We're gonna, talk freely.
You're first.
Okay. Well, we can talk freely.
You can talk
between.
Freely.
Okay.
I just yelled at you, orcs! Right.
And you've gotta yell over the drone of an automaton.
It was my task to keep this cavern free of orcs. But my masters were killed,
said this already.
And I lost the ability to move.
Yes.
If you would command me.
You can go upstairs.
I will kill these orcs.
Kill the orcs!
Only the orcs.
Only the orcs.
Shut up, Sting!
Is he an orc?
No, that's a person.
Gotcha.
And then that's not an orc. That's a little imp.
It looks like an orc.
No, he's a lot smaller.
Don't bring me into this.
And that's a bee. Leave him alone.
I knew that. Okay. I'm quite familiar with bees. They were a nest in my head. They were my friends. Then the orc smoked them out.
Calvin, what do you do?
Now I will be
check the traps
for my bee.
Okay. 16.
So you're not solid then. I mean, you're solid. So you're not solid.
He is solid.
And are you asking me what I am?
Yeah, because bees.
Well, your character could ask me.
I thought you had a nation. They should run into it.
Let's funnel him down the stairs.
I have a backstory.
Those are trapped.
All right. Do they have ranged weapons?
No.
They don't. They don't. They have shields and melee weapons.
Let shields them come down the stairs to a choke knives. Point. Otherwise, we'll be in the choke point. Let them come down the stairs to us. Okay.
I said let them come down the choke point. They could start cussing at them and shit. Hey, fuckers.
Taunt the orcs. Call them babies.
Babies, come. Con 13 is here again.
Con 13?
Yes, that is my name.
Okay.
Construct 13.
The bunny.
Gotcha.
The orcs are next.
That's not a lucky number.
Back.
Did they hear me?
Three. Yes.
4, 5, 6.
Is it better from the zigzag?
There's traps. Nine. They know what they're doing.
Two.
How far is that drop?
They're jumping over the balcony.
It's 10 feet. He has to make a reflex save. Fails.
How much damage? Breaks, how much damage? 1d10, right?
He breaks.
1d6.
I hope he just falls prone.
He takes 2.
He breaks his ankle.
And this guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That was the spot that the other guy avoided.
Yes, it was.
15. 8 is Raven.
Shane?
It's you.
There's a guy in front of you.
There's a guy right next to you. Mm. I'm going to.
I roll for Gwyn.
Oh, yes. 13.
Yeah, Gwyn should go before Raven, but she can wait.
You go after him then. For this turn. I'm going to do a disarming attack.
Okay. On.
This guy.
Man in front of me.
Very good.
Another man.
One
con
13.
Human being in front of me.
Low. On the orc.
No. Can't see it now.
15.
15, that hits. Roll your d3 as well. You're still level 1, right?
Yeah. Just roll this and then divide by 2.
Yep.
2.
2.
So that hits, but you don't get your what you were trying to do. But you still hit.
Okay. Then roll your weapon damage.
Roll your attack, your damage, which I think is a d8.
No, he gave up the longsword.
So D6 then?
Yeah, it's a D6.
D6! That's the square one.
A 6.
Very good. Do you want to describe it or do you want me to?
You can describe it.
What kind of weapon is it?
It's a short sword.
Yes.
Okay. And you have a shield, right? Or no?
He doesn't.
No, he just has the armor.
He has a short sword?
I guess.
Alright.
I don't know if he's got it.
I don't know.
I don't know if he knows what he's got.
In any case,
change your armor class.
So the guy is coming down, and you see him leap off, and he's got his axe like this, and you sort of do a wall step up and stab him in the side, and kind of as he falls down,
it's like the tunnel fight.
You jump on his back.
Exactly. That's why I'm.
You sort of jump on his back onto the other side of him. Not quite dead, but he's very hurt. All right, Gwyn gets her bow, aims her bow.
He's flanked.
Shoots her bow into melee. Still hits. 1 point of damage.
Come on, Gwyn!
She did what she could.
Give me that back!
You don't know, but he's quite bloodied. It's his... beastly rage that is driving him forward more than anything else. That's gonna be Jay next.
With my B, when do I get to use him as an attacker?
On your turn.
So either he can attack or I can attack?
Both. Both can attack.
We both can attack?
Uh-huh. Okay. There's an orc that is that Shane threw the ground right beside me, kind of, right?
He's right there.
Right here?
He's almost dead.
Okay.
Can I use force manipulation, but then based on how much of a much I can roll, then change what I want to do with it?
You can go back.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay. Because like, I want to try to do a tower-sized shield thing.
Uh-huh.
But if it doesn't do that and I just get apple-sized spheres, I'd rather just throw those then if I can't get...
Yeah,
that's okay?
Yep.
Roll it!
17 and 18 is plus 3.
Plus 1! 15!
15. Floating platform, so I can't do that.
But you can go back.
So I can do the spheres.
Yep.
So,
and cast 1d6 those. Damage.
So let's throw it at that guy there.
Okay.
So you were,
1d6.
3.
To that guy?
Yeah.
Alright, so okay. You throw what looks like nothing, and then you make the ball. It's actually too small to see, and you enlarge it inside of his head, and it explodes.
That's terrible. Is there a certain place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
How far can my beam
the room?
Probably at least 6 squares.
Plus 4 attack, 60 AC. I don't see a speed. Can you say 6?
I'm gonna say at least 6.
Yeah, because he can fly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could do that.
Okay.
I guess so. Let's try to attack him.
Okay.
Because I think I can do poison, right? Because it says poison. So if I hit him, he's poisoned?
Yep.
And I have some undead blood, so I can always revive him if I needed to.
And this guy's coming down the stairs.
Yes.
That's 8 plus 4.
A 12 is a hit.
What? Oh, good. So now I need to roll a d6. 4.
4
poison damage.
Okay. 4 and... Alright.
I feel a little better about putting him in danger.
Con 13.
Allow me to assist, sir.
Oh, can I move this guy before I finish my...
Yes.
Absolutely. Because I want to get off these stairs, probably.
That's fine.
So I probably want to go...
Move. Move.
Okay, that's fine.
So my plan is to move forward to the orc that is laying beside Shane.
The dead one?
Yeah, but it's not dead yet, you said.
No, he's dead now.
His head exploded.
Oh, his head exploded.
He just killed him.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do it. I'm going to pick up the body with the armored hand, the big armored hand, and I have quite a bit of strength. As this guy's coming down the stairs, I'm going to throw the body, the headless body of the orc, at that one.
Okay.
This is what I was built for.
Can I grab his hammer and a shield?
You can't hold
his?
My hammer.
Did you say the orc has a shield?
The orc has a shield?
Yes.
You can grab his shield.
Yes.
My hammer, I just set down and just Thor's hammer, boom, you know, and I pick up and throw.
All right. So you hold his action until he comes around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Should he be like up or should he be here?
Oh,
he can be here.
Something so like grab the shield.
So Sting is next in the initiative.
Why is he here?
He can actually be here.
Sting, you're next, those.
Okay. I'm gonna wait.
Do you wanna climb up the platform?
Climb up here?
It's only 10
I guess
feet.
I could do that. Yeah.
10 feet!
I could wall run that up.
Yep.
Parkour! Parkour!
Parkour! I got a 10.
That's enough.
Yay!
Is that all of his move that he can do now?
That's his move. He could use another his attack to move again.
I will inspect for traps up here.
You see no traps. There's some. It's a crude camp. There's some barrels, some like a fire pit, but there's no traps.
Okay.
We can rest there.
It's a crude camp.
But all right. No camp.
I'll move up again.
Okay.
Right here.
All right. All right, so he comes down. Throw?
What I'm going to do is, as I'm throwing, you can hear, well, this is my attack succeeds, I guess.
Get over here! This.
But my, around the gauntlet actually is compressed air.
Right? Rocket
and hand. My hand flies off as he's being thrown, and a chain is connecting my hand to the body as it's going towards the guy coming down the stairs.
So you throw the guy, and then you also...
I'm throwing and pushing him, so he's going even faster than if he was just being thrown.
Okay.
It's so like really, a it's like a compressed
you still
air.
Have, okay, so you still have your hand gripping like his mm-hmm. armor or whatever.
And I'm just going to slam him into the wall.
Okay.
Roll to hit.
So he has a his compression hand chain. He's... All right. Keep that in mind.
Nine.
Compression hand
plus,
chain.
You need to roll a d4.
The pointy
pyramid.
One.
Yep. A one.
Whew, man.
So 10. But you get a plus two. Where's your melee? Plus two, which mm-hmm. is 12, which 12. Is exactly what you need to hit.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And then.
Flying man.
Orc! So it's my orc. Hand with an orc headless body smashing into another orc.
I'll say it does a d8.
Jeez! And the hand, if it does succeed in everything, will just fall to the ground near the orc's feet.
Okay.
Eight.
Jeez!
Well,
that's
all
more
right.
than falling damage.
So, it sort of goes, and he gets back against the wall, and his head goes back and just busts open, and then he just sort of falls forth on his buddy.
And spikes.
On top of spikes.
On top of spikes.
That goes.
That then
it's
go
like
out.
Those sandwich things.
And toothpicks.
Bad day for him.
He looks just like the dude from Indiana Jones.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The one's like, no, throw me the idol.
After all this happened, I go, get down. Because you guys were in the way. Turn, McGraw.
Your turn, Raven.
First of all, how many points is that shield?
One.
No, it's two.
Huh? The shield?
Shields are two, AC.
Okay.
I mean, you were right about the one thing, but I just looked it up.
It's
shields
two.
Are, shields are one. I mean, you can make it two.
Okay. I mean, if it's all one, right. it's
I
one.
I agree.
Two.
It's Calvin.
I just looked it up a bit ago.
Calvin, you don't need to be right now.
Look it up.
Just saying.
Why get more mead?
Damn it. Let him be drunk and make up rules that yeah. that help us.
One bottle of mead isn't going to get me drunk. Well, I've lost
I mean, it has been more.
No, I've lost the mead. Anything, Rick's like, it's two AC bonus. And Calvin's like, it's one.
I thought it was two.
It's one.
Okay. One.
Well, goddamn.
Thanks, Calvin.
That was not wise.
What you gonna do? Okay, so this guy throws down his axe.
Well, I didn't make a move yet, right?
It is your turn.
Okay.
He throws down his axe.
Oh, he surrenders?
Yeah, he's giving up.
It's still your turn, though.
Can they... do they have sentience? Can they speak?
Does he need to do a saving throw?
Do you want to try to... Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
No, he's poisoned.
How bad is he poisoned?
D6.
Four.
He's still alive. But yeah, he's... where did your bee get him? Like, in the neck?
I don't know. I'm assuming in the back. If
okay.
That way.
So he's, like, holding it. Like, it clearly hurts. He threw his axe down.
We must not let them escape.
They won't. We got him. The
Do
two
you try
are dead
to speak
and one
to
guy
him?
Surrendering.
They must not leave these caverns alive.
Can they go further in?
No. It is imperative they do not go further in.
All right, how about they just chill here for a little bit?
There will be no chill. I have chilled here for hundreds of years.
Does he understand slang from current times?
What time is it?
6:30.
That is time to kill orcs, in my opinion.
It's accurate.
Okay.
Did you see your special abilities down here?
I think
you can.
We fucking
straight talk to
your underground skills.
Yeah, you should. Mm-hmm. You should. All right. See why they're here. Because that'd be a reason they're here.
You'll probably have to do comprehend language because I don't know if any of us have.
They may understand.
He understands English.
Calvin.
Damn it, Calvin.
try common.
So then 100 feet.
If he says he understands common, you're like, wait a minute, it's an orc. You better be quiet.
No one probably was like, I was saying, grab his foot and then bring it back and show it back.
God forbid our tank has 2 extra AC instead of 1 extra AC.
All right, Rick, I'm going to try to talk to him.
Okay, do you speak orc? I already got 1 extra. It's under your languages.
I'm pretty sure it does. It should be on the front page. Like.
Yeah, it should be towards the bottom.
I don't have any.
Should be. Nope. Yeah. Okay, common.
And
I say alignment.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you say?
I'd say. Why are you here?
Grushasha de Kochwa.
Aaron.
Would you like me to translate?
Yes.
He says, I want to die.
Forgive me, I do not know that language. You're welcome.
Okay, tell him.
This droid's terrible.
What droid?
Ask him, what is he doing down here?
Who?
The orc.
He doesn't understand the language.
Asking? He doesn't understand the language.
You said he translated, I do not know that language.
You have this, don't you? Or no?
No.
No.
I thought he was saying, I don't
know. I'm trying to be helpful to people that are following me, but I'd like, oh, I can translate, and I'm like, oh, shit, I don't
know. Do you
that
speak it up?
Because I had to wait until I process that information.
No. So there's no way we can understand this.
Moonglum? Moonglum, do you speak orc?
Yes.
We're going to talk to this orc for a second, figure out why they're here.
All right. So they talk in a language you cannot understand. Moonglum says, yes. He says he wishes to become food for Moonglum.
I don't feel like he said that.
You know he's poisoned and it could be bad for you, right?
Poison, indeed. Yes, yes. What do you want to know?
Why were they here?
Who is our daddy and what did they do?
They came down here to loot the dwarves. They found a map to this place.
They dishonored my master's home.
Knew the dwarves were not here.
Were they the only ones here? Just these three?
Well, they hoped so. That's why they're here. They went that way, found something terribly nasty, and decided to rethink their options.
Okay, so there's not more orcs here. That's good news.
They are not the first orcs to come here, but they will be the last.
What if you fall asleep again?
As long as I have a magical guide, I will not fall asleep.
He walk seems away. To be dying of poison.
Yeah, he is. He'll be dead soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll like that.
He's gonna make another reflex save.
Anything else we need to ask for him?
No.
He's like, anything else we need to ask him real quick?
Perhaps tenderize him for the little imp.
He's poisoned. He's not gonna eat. Wait.
It's my hammer.
Wait. Anything else you need to know? I don't think there's anything else.
Give us the map. Here.
Give us a map and.
Do they have a map?
Then we'll ease your passage.
Does he have a map?
He made it to the next room,
okay,
and
they
decided,
no,
shit, son.
There's no help.
I thought you said they found a map.
No.
To here.
Oh, okay.
To this place. He can tell you what's in the next room.
What'd you see in the next room?
Good question.
Ow.
That is room
110. Why? Why? Do we got so much hair?
Why don't you?
Shave it off.
Mine's all the testosterone or whatever it is.
Does it have your voice?
It's
all with your arm?
No, one with my dick.
Why is it this small?
Thank you. Holding my hammer over his head.
What? I'm putting it like this.
I'm gonna drop it and it's just gonna smash his head.
Rick, I'm gonna take his axe from him as well.
The orc?
But you took the axe.
Yeah,
the
that's
guy.
Fine.
I took the shield.
We'll loot them in a second.
It's a d6.
You know how much? It's a d6 like your sword.
No.
And the sword is better. It's a finely made
sword.
Yeah.
Moonglum says, I'm not sure how to translate it, but in demon, it is
ugly one.
Rook.
Rook?
Yeah, that's what he saw in the next room.
Rook. Like chess? Do they have chess in DCC?
They do. Moonglum doesn't know what chess is.
Damn it. Okay. I was wondering if you'd like, it translates into the ugly one. There's like 2 ugly things in there.
Rook is a demon, a winged demon. Feathers.
Crow.
Goes in the sky.
cats and dogs living together.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah.
But, I must say, I do not trust this one.
Why?
Well, because he keeps swatting at me.
Did you swat?
You see?
What are you doing?
I dropped my hammer and it landed on the orc's head.
Was the orc on the ground?
The orc's
so
dead.
I loot him.
The orc's dies.
Get his shoes.
Whether a poison or a hammer blow, it was inevitable either way.
My bead drill.
What else do you have on him?
One XP. There's a total of three shields, of three axes, battle axes. And at their camp, the debris-strewn stairs rise to a high platform decorated with stylized dwarven gargoyles and dragons. Atop the platform, you can make out a crude camp of sort, a shelter of sewn hides, fire pits, large barrels, and matted piles of furs serving as beds. Huh. Somewhere above, you hear the grim mutterings and the telltale sounds of armor. But you notice, in their camp, I assume you're looting it, right?
Yeah.
There is.
Can I get XP for disabling all those traps, by the way?
You didn't disable them, you just found them, right?
Well, I haven't disabled them yet, but I was asking if I could if I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh. No.
Okay. I'll just disable them then.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know, disable.
Camp has a little in the way of Trevor. There's a locked iron coffer hidden behind a mound of tick-ridden furs chained to the wall.
Coffer?
Coffer.
It's a...
Like decaf?
No.
Yes. Kafafi. The coffer's lock can be opened with a open lock.
Open lock! Ah! Natural 20.
You open it. Inside the coffer is an assortment of junk. A swatch torn from a tapestry depicting a red dragon in flight.
I'll take that.
You recognize it to be ancient and worth 100 gold pieces to the appropriate collector.
Sweet. Can you sell it right now?
No.
Sell it?
There are two broken silver candlesticks.
I will take those.
Worth a total of 5 gold pieces. Someone should be writing this down.
Yep.
I figured Calvin was since he opened the thing.
There's a dagger with pommel wrapped in elf flesh and a collection of dried fingers, mostly human, dwarves, and gnomes.
How much is that, the dagger?
Human centipede or Signs of the Lamb shit or Texas Massacre or something, I don't know.
You would have trouble selling the
dagger. Give me con 13?
There have been many, many plunderers in this cavern before.
Yeah, I know. The fingers are strung on a copper studded belt.
Okay.
Fingers are strong.
There's a barrel holding 26 javelins.
Shit. Good thing they didn't just start chucking those
there
in the balcony.
There used to be 30.
How many of the four?
They were used on me.
If the barrel was emptied and expected, you find the key that opens the coffer.
Okay. You wasted a check.
All right, so that's that. There, you can go up, you can continue up, or you can deal with the stone door.
We should have Con 13 stand here and push it. What do you think?
No.
I think he's strong enough that we got a couple spears he can do by himself. Just let him stand there and just push it.
It's all. Right? Candlesticks, that's right.
It's worth
candlesticks.
Would you like the door open?
You should open that door over there.
Not only am I a guardian of this cavern, I am also a guide.
He knows where the traps are, Aaron.
Can you open that door?
Yes!
Will you please open the door?
Yes!
Oh. Thank you.
Do you open the door?
I walk over, raise my hand, and you don't really see anything happening.
Did you ever suck your hand back in?
Yeah. I walk over, as I'm walking over, you hear a bunch of gears inside, and it raises up, and my hand's just up in the air, but you don't know, like, nothing seems to be happening, but the door starts to open.
Does it?
Does indeed.
He's a guy.
The short hall,
the hole.
Beyond the door, the short hall is obscured by strange rusted mechanisms.
Shit.
A trio.
Rustic Mexicans.
Rusted mechanisms. A trio of iron spears extend from one wall, partially blocking the passage. A large axe blade hangs from a chain, and fallen stone blocks have shattered against flagstones.
You notice the corpses of many orcs here.
I bet you like this hall.
I love this hall. It is one of my favorites.
You come here and go into idle mode a lot?
That is not the mode I go into.
Okay.
Breaking the mode.
So crash.
So crash. Crash the mode.
I don't understand.
He knows that some of the traps have been reset, so the hall is not completely safe.
When given the chance, I do tend to reset the master's traps.
Where is master now?
He is gone.
Did they leave or died?
He did not leave.
Way to go.
My master was a very rich man mm-hmm. and very protective of his treasures. Mm-hmm. He created me to protect him and his treasures.
Treasures.
Now I just protect the treasures.
Gotcha. Didn't do a good job with the first one, did you?
There have been many intruders.
Do you want to tell them? Well. Do you want to tell them the truth about this hall?
Would you like to know more?
Is it Starship Troopers?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure, what else?
There's nothing down this hall but death. It is designed purely for traps.
Okay. So let's go to the other one.
You want to close this door back up?
Reset
is
the traps.
Is that your wish?
Reset the traps and close the door.
Allow me to look on the corpses of my master's enemies a little longer.
While he does that, you get 2 XP for avoiding the traps in the hallway.
Yay!
Sure, go ahead, take your time. I'll look at these sketchings on these things.
Remember, once you get to 50, we level up.
Get close. I will look at my... While he looks at the traps, I'm going to kind of look at my sketchings that I have of those. Okay. Or finish sketching them if I haven't finished sketching them.
Roll intelligence.
18! That's not bad.
That's quite good.
What are you looking for?
All those things that were in the...
Where's my book?
The portal. Do you know anything about these markings over here in the portal? Or is that not you?
You do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay. Pull out my water skin, take a drink.
I was merely meant to guard the door, never to enter it.
Don't want to drink.
After he disabled that, did we find anything in that small room?
Huh? No, there was nothing in that room. Or you mean that little room?
That little room.
We never went in there.
That's what I'm asking.
You want to go in there?
Oh, damn. Do you have any vellum, wizard?
Would you like me to reseal the door, sir?
No vellum. When you're done basking, go ahead and reset and close the door.
Don't reset your mode. Reset the traps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If you can find some vellum, you can... It's like a metal that you turn into paper and write spells on.
Okay.
If you can find some and write these runes on it, you can gain a scroll of planar step.
It's used for tracing as well.
To find some vellum.
Because it's partially see-through. It looks like wax paper, basically.
Yep, so if you can find some, you can inscribe those runes and gain a scroll.
Alrighty.
Okay, what's
next?
Did
you write down everything that we got from the camp then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We're at 42 XP, by the way. We three are. He's...
39.
Yeah, you're 3 behind.
He's already level 2.
He's already level 2.
Alright, we should probably find out what's that way then, man. Nowhere else
you should
to go,
do that.
Right?
Yes.
Nowhere.
Do you know what's beyond this hall? This?
So you notice 2 things. There's a double door here, but it's clear that whatever hallway was on the other side has collapsed. It would take a great amount of effort to clear it. Or you can go up the stairs.
Do you know what's beyond this door and these stairs?
Pointing at the collapse. That is the way to the treasure room.
Shit.
Okay. Can we get through there?
No. However, I can sense the... What's the right word? Presence of all of my master's gold. Because one of my abilities is to smell gold and gems.
True.
But not Bob's.
What is anything we can do?
However, there is an alternate route. That way. I must warn you, many have attempted.
You smell not only gold, but platinum as well. At the other side.
Fuck. We're going there.
None have returned.
You also know...
You're like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
The background that you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know of... that from the forges, they made this.
Okay. Can you say that?
You can say it. You can say it or not say it. It's up to you. It's your knowledge.
Alright. So we have nowhere to go except we're either back or through.
Through.
Is there absolutely nothing we can do to get through there?
Through where?
Through here?
The collapsed tunnel.
We take a mining effort.
Days.
Basically, yeah. You would have to start, you know, removing the debris while building like scaffolds and stuff to hold the ceiling.
Is there another way to the treasure besides this way?
There is not, though there is an alternate escape route.
So you just said there's another alternate way to get there.
Oh no, I did say that.
Yeah.
I thought you meant from the other alternate way.
Can we have like a Charlie come and crawl through the tunnel, Eric?
There is another way.
There is. Another.
Though it has been many, many years since going that direction, and many have entered.
You haven't moved anywhere.
I needed one with magical ability.
Okay. Well, I guess we go that way. Or do you guys want to go back? Eric's back in a coma. What's his name? That doesn't fucking matter.
Father Lava.
Just leave him there.
I mean, we still need to get those plants to heal him.
How in the content is like, this Father Lava sounds awesome.
You continue on?
I guess.
As you go up the stairs, you notice on the right hand of the wall, he points it out to you, there's a secret door, or the hallway continues forward.
May I ask what your purpose here is?
To protect your master's treasure.
Ryan? I don't know. We've been brought here by a series of odd events, unfortunately.
You saw a mural in the front that showed a mystical weapon being built.
Yeah, I don't want to tell them that. We'll probably fight at the end.
No, I'm just saying... In case you forgot, that's why you came in.
Yeah, but there's also like we were cursed. And we got on a boat, and then our boat crashed by a monster, and then we had to fight through cannibals or whatever they were, and zombies, and then a guy got hurt, and then we came here, and then we fell in a hole, and then we saw this thing. Yeah,
we got women.
And then we got on a train for some reason. It just took off going. That train just moves automatically. It's not safe. We should be better safety precautions on that train.
If you were to help me clear this cavern to make sure there are no other intruders, I would allow you to have one of my master's greatest weapons.
Is he
one of them? Just one or one each?
All others have been taken, but this one can only be unlocked with magic.
So we're getting the Pikachu of the weapon, basically.
It is his greatest weapon.
Why is it?
We're getting the War Turtle of his weapons.
I'm just waiting for us to get there, and then we want more than what we're allowed to take, and then we have to end up fighting Con 13. I feel like that's like the final boss. Alright. Well, let's clear this place. Lead the way, Con.
I appreciate the help, and I will lead the way. When I see something attacking, I will say as quickly as possible.
What's your intelligence?
We should have a code word.
That's what.
We should have a code word. Tippy toe. Tippy toe. Tippy toe. What would that be? When to sneak?
No, when he sees someone coming.
Tippy toe. Tippy toe.
Door.
I gotta use the restroom.
Sacred passage. Door.
Okay. Where does this secret passage go?
It is a secret.
Forward is an alternate route into the trap room that we saw before.
I would recommend going right.
Okay, we should go right.
I must warn you, I am not meant to give direction, but to follow.
No, maybe we should go left.
There is a wall.
Alright, let's move right. I thought you were a guide.
You can listen at the door if you want.
He said he was a guide, didn't you?
Guides are asked questions in this cavern.
Do you want to listen at the door?
Can we have Moongloom just fly in there and make sure everything's good?
Moongloom can fly wherever he wishes. You can ask him. Where would you like him to go?
I do not enjoy the presence of that imp. Why do you keep it company?
He's our friend.
Oh, I'm starting to remember now. Your master made a deal with us, didn't he?
I will not allow my master's name to be besmirched by Hellspawn.
Besmirched?
Besmirched. It is a word I learned.
Very good.
From the bees in your head?
I will get to see my family today. Let us kill them.
Kill who?
My family.
Oh. Is your family here?
I think so.
Is there Hellspawn in this place?
Hellspawn has been in this place.
Who's he trying to kill?
Well, Moonglum's helping us kill him.
Yes, please.
You trust him.
Should I trust you?
If I drank of their blood, I might become a powerful demon.
I trust his
greed.
I trust his greed.
That sounds great.
Ah, then I can tell
Moonglum.
Moonglum. It's okay. Right.
My sole purpose is to protect this place.
We are helping you protect it.
If I am not here, if I am attacked, I cannot protect this place.
Well, you'll do the attacking to the bad guys. You'll be good.
Listen. Okay.
If you listen at the door, you can hear flapping.
Flapping.
Yeah.
Not clapping, flapping.
You see Denzel Washington there?
All right. There's bad stuff in this room.
Okay.
So, into the room or up to the passage?
Do you want to clear out this room?
This is, we're going up here, aren't we? Or are you wanting to go forward here?
There's something flapping in there.
As I said before, that is the back entrance to the trap room. I may see the dead orcs again. I can go in there. That would give me great pleasure.
Let's go to the secret route.
All right. Guys, we're going to take a break.
Huh.
You can see what's going to happen next week, or if you so desire and become a Patreon, $5 a month is all it takes. Right over there, you can see the link, and you can watch the next episode right now!
Right now.
Right now on Patreon to see what happens next.